Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, you know, there's an interesting move that's happening. I know that we have been praying for some time now, along with others, for a great awakening, for a move of God. And people all over the world are starting to respond, all over America. They're starting to connect, and they're starting to cry out to God and saying, God, we need you. We want you. They're looking at America. And listen, when you look at America today, I mean, you can have two thoughts. You can have one thought that says, oh, my goodness.
Mm, yeah.
It's over. I mean, it's done. And you can just kind of give up and just hold on till Jesus comes back. Or you can say, where sin abounds, God's grace, I mean, God's going to pour it. I mean, God's going to do a turning. That we need a move of God in this city, in this nation, in this world. And you can say, listen, I'm not going to just hold on, but I'm going to be one that's going to contend for a move of God. I'm going to be one that's going to cry out for a third great awakening. I'm going to be one that's going to turn my heart. Listen, he says, if my people who are called by name, be the first one. Say, that's me. That's me. I want to turn my heart. I want to turn my life. I want to be used in this last day harvest of souls. I want to be used in what God is going to do in the face of the earth and what he is doing. And recently, what's going on in one of the parts of the country, and actually has been spreading actually all around the country, is a movement called God Belongs in My City. Back in October of 2009, a youth group that was passionate for God in New York City, they saw an atheist advertisement campaign in their subway system. And if you know, in New York, they got all kinds of advertisements everywhere. And what they saw was this advertisement in the subway that said, a million New Yorkers, this is the advertisement, it said, a million New Yorkers are without, let me say that again, a million New Yorkers are good without God. Are you? ? This is what they saw.
Wow.
A million New Yorkers are good without God. Are you? ? They were so stirred up by this that they went to their youth pastor, who then went to his network of, you know, other, you know, pastors and leaders to ask, what are we going to do? What are we going to do about this? What's the body of Christ going to do about this? And they prayed, and what they decided was that they would get all the youth together, all the youth ministries from all the five boroughs in New York, and they would hold a prayer walk wearing a simple t-shirt which stated, God belongs in my city. Well, in less than two weeks, on November the 14th, 2009, over 1,500 youth walked from the north and the south of Manhattan, meeting at Times Square and Grand Central Station, making a bold statement that made history in the city and now the nation. I mean, it was just a bunch of youth. They said, what is this?
Right.
What is this? And they said, listen, you know, oftentimes people think they got to do this huge, grandiose things. No, do something.
Anything.
Let God stir you and say, you know, as for me and my house, I'm going to serve the Lord. They went to their leaders and said, we got to do something. And within two weeks, 1,500 youth from all five boroughs in Manhattan, Brooklyn, Bronx, Queens, Staten Island, you know, they all got together and they marched. They did a prayer walk. Now, we're familiar with some prayer walks, but they did a prayer walk in Manhattan with a simple t-shirt that God belongs in my city. This one statement, this unity, this deciding to pray and saying, listen, we want God you know, we got to repent. We want God in our city. Started a nationwide movement.
Wow.
Where these prayer walks and gatherings have spread across the country. I mean, you got to see this, and we're going to make this available for you on the Torch. But these prayer walks now are in Florida, they're in North Carolina, they're in Texas, they're in the Northeast. They've been done in several cities in New Jersey, and they're really spreading all across the country. I mean, it's really exciting. But it's just people saying that, listen, we want to do this for God. And so they have them in, like, for instance, in Tallahassee and Jacksonville and Tampa and Port St. Lucie, Miami, Houston, El Paso, all the way out in California, Riverside, California, Wisconsin, Milwaukee, Illinois, Pennsylvania. I mean, they're spreading. Massachusetts.
Wow.
And they're saying, God, we need you. Listen, the hope for America, the hope for your state and your city is only God. It's God. I mean, it's not going to be more money. It's not going to be more programs. It's not going to be the government. It's going to be when we get outside of the four walls and say, God, we want you here. We want you here. I'm willing to stand in the gap. I want you to listen to this little video of what took place in one of their prayer walks in the city of Atlanta. And there's a lot of things going on in this video. There's songs and some worship songs and some rap songs that came out of all of this. And it's really encouraging. We want you to listen to the words. We're going to make this video available for you on the Torch. But let's believe together that God belongs in every city of these United States of America and really around the world. Listen up.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes,
Lord. Jesus Christ. As we march to the capital, God, we march with destination, God. We march with purpose, God. We march with your kingdom mindset. Let me establish your kingdom.
And so for whatever you do, God, we say you get the glory, Father. We have your name.
us now. Oh my God, hear us now. And oh my God, hear us now. Oh my God, hear us now. With arms raised and heads bowed, we need you. We need
you. We say that you are loved.
That's powerful. We need God in our cities. We need God in our schools. We need God in our government. We need God in our neighborhoods. We need God everywhere. We need God everywhere. God is stirring up his people. He's stirring us up, and they're responding all over the country. And they're saying, God, we got to have more. We've got to have more. I mean, you've probably experiencing this yourself. You're seeing what is happening in your own local community. You're seeing what's happening across the news. And you're saying, God, enough is enough. Listen, it all starts with you as the individual. It all starts with you saying, Lord, forgive me. Forgive me for my sins. Forgive me for what I've done in my city. Forgive me for what I've done in my community, in my town. And Lord, would you spare us? Would you spare us? Would you pour out your spirit? Would you bring to us, this nation, this city, a third great awakening? God, we don't need just a revival. We need a complete awakening. We need a shaking that will turn us back to you. Maybe you're long for the days of what you've experienced, the refreshings and the outpourings and revivals of old. And you remember the days where God's spirit was so, so strong and he was moving in such powerful ways and people were turning their hearts and you're longing for those days. Let me tell you something. It's God. He's stirring you. He's stirring you. But it's time for you to act. It's time for you to step out. Just like these young people said, listen, we're not going to stand for this. Do something lest you do nothing. And begin. You take the first step. Begin with you and say, I want to see God turn. Start praying for your city. We encourage you to start doing prayer walks. Pray in your local neighborhoods and see God move. See the glory of God spread from neighborhood to neighborhood. Let the power of God come from downtown all the way to uptown, from the east part of the city all the way to the west. Can you imagine a fire of God that's spreading all over the city that touches the entire city? Listen, if not now, when? And if not you, who? You be the one. God's looked and looked and looked for a man and a woman to stand in the gap. And for so long, people have looked to the left and to the right to find out which one. Maybe it's you. Maybe it's you. Let's do it together. Listen, and if you go after God in your city and I go after God in my city and someone else goes after God in their city, listen, all of us together can go after God and we can see a city-to-city movement, a state-to-state movement, an awakening, and a fire. Listen, it's happened before. It's happened before. Why can it not happen now? I think about David, and the Word of God says that David served his generation well. Listen, you can't be done with your generation. It's not about giving up and holding on. It's about standing firm for God. It's about standing firm for what God is doing. And someone who says, listen, God, you can count on me. You can count on me. Can God count on you? We are living in some serious days. But I believe that this is the church's finest hours and the best day is yet to come. This day is approaching us, but you got to be in. You got to be all in after God, and you got to cry out for him, and you got to be willing to turn away from evil and turn toward the light and continue to spread his good news. And don't stop. Keep pouring, 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 and pouring it out. And watch what God will do. We're talking about God belongs in our city. And we're talking about a move of God that many are praying for, many are crying out for. And we want to ask you to join for it. We want to ask you to join with us as we pray for a third great awakening to come across this land. All it takes is one. All it takes is one person to say that I want God. And before you know it, there's a flame and it starts fanning and fanning. People start fanning and before you know it, I mean, God just does something. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think about all the revivals that have happened. Oftentimes people think that, you know, it requires this whole big production or it needs, you know, this big hoopla, if you will. But oftentimes these revivals have shaken this nation have always started kind of in these small areas, and God began to move in such a powerful way that people started coming from everywhere. And listen, when God is in it, you don't need any kind of advertisement. They just come. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. John Wesley said, you know, I just light myself on fire and people come watch me burn. You know, you don't have to advertise a fire.
Right.
People come. This is a day when they had no internet, okay? No social media, no Facebook, no way to get the word out. Mm-hmm. But people would hear it. I even think about just most recently the outpouring that happened here in Pensacola. I was sharing, talking to someone about it here not too long ago. The internet was just coming on the scene at the time.
Oh, yeah.
And so as the revivals just started, you know, spreading and just, you know, one more day and one more day and okay, you know, God, let's come back. If you come back tonight, you know, we'll be here tonight. And mm-hmm. and people just kept coming.
Yeah.
But people kept sharing. They kept sharing the glory of God. They kept sharing the testimonies. They kept sharing what was happening, you know, in these meetings. And before you knew it, I mean, people were coming out. I remember, you know, Brother Kilpatrick walking around and asking folks, where are you from?
Mm-hmm.
And before you know it, they were just from one state over. And then, like, you know, a few days later, like three states over.
Mm-hmm.
Before you know it, it was like, you're from where? Five states over.
Yeah.
And it just kept happening and happening and happening. Before you know it, it wasn't really that big of a deal. Someone coming all the way from California or mm-hmm. New York. They had international crowds. And now it was what country?
Yeah.
What country you're from?
Mm-hmm.
And I remember seeing whole delegations. I mean, 40 people coming from South Korea.
Mm-hmm.
And they had
interpreters.
Interpreters. Bus loads that were mm-hmm. coming from all over the place. But so many people came internationally. I mean, I don't think there's a part of the world really that didn't even come.
Yeah.
And it's so beautiful to see something like that happen.
Yeah,
and
powerful.
It was powerful. And God just poured out His Spirit. And why not believe for God to do it again?
That's right.
Why not believe that God can reach out and just pour His Spirit out in such a way that a whole city can be won, that a whole region can be won, that the whole nation can be won, but it'll be like a fire that just spreads and it'll just keep going and going and going, and it doesn't have to stop. It doesn't have to stop. It mm-hmm. could be years of outpouring, years of awakenings. There were revivals in New York City long, long time ago that shut down, you know, all kinds of nightclubs and just bars and just places that they hung out with back then because they didn't want any, they just all they wanted to be was amongst God's people in the presence of, that's all they wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And when God pours His Spirit out like that, watch out.
Mm-hmm.
Watch out, because it's the number one thing going on. You're not worried about what's on TV. You're not worried about what's on the internet.
Mm-mm.
You just want to be where God's at, and you want to be in the glory.
Amen.
You want to be in the glory.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN Radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving or how you, your business or ministry, can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.